6-year-old Emily Parker was remembered as a bright, happy child who loved to draw and who tried to be a friend to everyone at a funeral service in Ogden on Saturday. Reporters were invited to attend, but not to record the service. Afterward, Emily's aunt, Jill Cottle Garrett, explained why the family chose Christmas music for the service rather than hymns more often heard at funerals.
Emily and her sisters were to sing in a Christmas performance. She had been practicing these songs, and we sang them to her because she was unable to sing them to us.
Bishop Brett Keller from the Parker's LDS ward in Connecticut told the mourners that Emily is happy, safe, and protected now in the arms of those who love her. His remarks are followed by a choir of Emily's cousins, 40 of them, from toddlers to teenagers, who sang two of her favorite Mormon children's songs. And there was also a piano solo. Ben Marchesi performed Waterfall by the Utah composer John Schmidt. Emily's father, Robbie Parker, then stood up and explained that Emily and her sisters loved to dance to that music in their living room. Her father told stories about Emily's adjustment to a new school in Connecticut, how she would try to be friends with girls on the bus even though they weren't kind to each other, or how she resolved the conflict with a boy in her class. She was a great communicator, he said, who got in a lifetime of talking in her 6 years. Elder Quentin Cook of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints told the mourners Robbie Parker himself set an example for other families involved in the Connecticut tragedy by remembering that the killer's family was also experiencing horror and sorrow. And he spoke to Emily's mother, Alyssa, promising her the pain would eventually recede while the happy memories remain. The school shooting in Connecticut was barely mentioned at the service, which focused instead on the child whose small casket was at the front of the chapel, where Jill Cottle Garrett sat with other family members.
Her little sisters were sitting on my lap, and they were singing the words of the songs, and they were smiling, and they would go and take a flower off of Emily's casket and just danced through their flowers in the air, and they were celebrating Emily and her life today.
As the hearse left the meeting house for the short trip to the cemetery, about 24 motorcycles ridden by members of Bikers Against Child Abuse followed to show their support for the family, support that Ogden Mayor Mike Caldwell promised at a public memorial last week.
We're grateful and honored that you've chosen to bring Emily back to this community. And our promise to you is that we'll always have a safe place where you feel that peace and love and sense of support and overwhelming comfort when you come to visit and when you come back. And we'll keep you in that warm embrace as long as we can. And that's our promise as a community to you.
Emily was buried at Evergreen Memorial Park in Ogden. Friends have set up a Facebook page called the Emily Parker Fund for donations to help the family with funeral expenses. Dan Bomas, KUER News.